Tonight's episode of the Uncle Mike and Tom Show is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include the /PWP Radio so they know we sent ya. It's the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, and this is episode number 74.
74. Wow.
74 weeks we've been here doing this every single week, talking independent pro wrestling and talking to independent pro wrestlers. The best of the best, man. That's what we do here. Introduce you and bring you the best in the business, man. Go over to best wrestling promotions. So you can check them out if you don't, or be up to date on what's going on with them if you do.
Yes.
I'm Tom Richards. That's Uncle Mike.
What's going on, man?
And we'll be your party host for the next couple hours, man.
And we have the best correspondents.
Yeah.
Come on the show.
Yeah, we got a great group of correspondents from all over North America to come on the show and talk about live events right after they happen.
Yes.
Like next week, we're going to have two correspondents on the show, as we will have Greg Davis returning next week to talk all about AAW Live in the Berwyn, and Kevin Ford will be returning to the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, as he's going to be at Ring of Honor this weekend.
Cool.
So next week on the show, we'll have both of them, and it looks like somebody from Dreamwave Wrestling, too, to talk about their big season premiere. That's next week.
Good for them.
This week, though, we got a big show, too. Because this week, coming up in a couple minutes, we got the king himself, man. The King of Diamonds, Eddie Kingston, is here on this show today. And trust me, man, it's going to be an hour with Eddie you not want to miss, because Eddie Kingston's always fun. And he was quite Eddie Kingston in this interview coming up in a couple minutes.
It's funny because he's the last of a dying breed, but the only thing I think we were doing was dying laughing.
Real good stuff. Yeah. You'll enjoy that in a couple minutes.
That was great.
Plus, we got a live review, Premier Wrestling Experience last Sunday night, Return to High Spots TV.
Thank God.
And we'll go over all the things that happened last weekend and all the things that are coming up this weekend on the indie scene. Plus, some news dropped in. All that good stuff. But for those that this is the first time you're listening, we are the Uncle Mike and Tom Show. You can find us in a whole bunch of places, man. We'll start with our website, www.indiewrestlingworld.com/Uncle Mike and Tom. And that's got all 74 episodes archived, so you can listen to this one or any of the old back episodes that you may have missed, any of the great interviews and all the good stuff going on here on the Uncle Mike and Tom Show. Also, we're on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com and put in /The Uncle Mike and Tom Show, and you'll find our page. You can like us, and you'll get our show on your timeline every Thursday.
Cool.
On Twitter, our Twitter account is @MikeTomShow. You can follow us there, and you'll get the show every week there. My Twitter is at the Tom Richards. I talk all kinds of indie pro wrestling all week long. So that's another good one you'd probably want to follow. And I do a lot of live results. We do a lot of tweeting live results on weekend shows, especially any iPay-per-views in particular.
Yeah.
And we pass along results to other big indie shows every weekend. And we're on both iTunes and Stitcher as part of the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio family. You can go to ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com, or you can go to iTunes or Stitcher, do a search for that, and you could sign up and have us delivered to you on your iTunes or Stitcher every Thursday. How about that?
Yeah, with no delivery charge.
Right, man, every Thursday. There's us, there's Jim Cornette, there's Cole Cabana. Thursdays are a busy day in the podcast world. And is there any other plugs I missed while we're at it?
I just shake my head while you say all this stuff because I don't know none of it.
I think that's all of them, man.
I have no idea there, buddy.
Well, you can also find us on archive.org. Yeah, to host all our shows. So you can go to archive.org and do a search for the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, and we'll come up there. And if you're just computer illiterate, just go to Google and search the Uncle Mike and Tom Show. It'll all come up, man. There you have it. All the multiple different ways you can find us. I'm coughing on a podcast. How about that?
Wow.
I should probably press pause or something. But fuck it.
Fuck them.
Exactly. So without further delay, man, let's go get the King Eddie Kingston on the line and get this show rolling.
Sounds good.
And joining us first this week is a very special guest, as this Friday night he will be in Berwyn, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, at AAW Wrestling, man. The one and only from New York City, the King of Diamonds. It's the King, Eddie Kingston, on the Uncle Mike and Tom Show. Welcome, brother.
What's up? How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Nothing at all, man. Just playing a little John Madden football, trying to make the Giants have a better season.
Well, certainly wouldn't be too hard to do that.
I know. I'm already in the playoffs, so.
They say all I got to do is throw it to the right team, and you're already doing better than Eli, right?
Yep. It was a rough year.
Yeah.
I hear you. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm in the same boat with you, man.
Oh, your man Tony Romo, huh?
Yeah, at least your quarterback made it to the end.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, goddamn Eagles. But anyway, this Friday night, man, AAW Wrestling. You have been in AAW almost a year now, and you and Silas Young has been goddamn absolutely amazing, the program you used to have had.
Thank you. You know, me and Silas don't really get along that well, but I guess it comes out in the matches.
Yeah, and not only the matches, man, the promo work, since you've been in AAW, it's some of the best promos you've ever cut in your career, I think.
Thank you. I'm a bit frustrated, so it comes out in my promos. Promos in wrestling is my therapy. I have nothing else to release it with. I'm not really a guy that can go to a shrink and talk to a shrink, so...
It's one of them things, man. It's like, not that many guys on the indies are really good at promos. So, like, then you come on, and it's like, holy Jesus Christ, man.
Thank you, man. Well, the ones that are good at promos don't get hired. You know what I mean? But, I don't see that in my future.
Oh, I know. It's funny you said that, because I was thinking about this yesterday in work when I was thinking about this interview. And it's like, I really believe, like, in any other era of wrestling, that you'd be like a huge star in the business, you know? But unfortunately...
Thank you very much, man. I've heard that before, but, it's not the 70s, it's not the 80s, you know what I mean? And that's why, I keep on trying to get in better shape. But it's hard, man. I like to drink, I like to eat, you know?
Who does?
And I'm an extremist, so it's not like I can just have one beer and relax, you know? Or just have one cheeseburger and relax, you know what I mean? On a cheat meal or something. I go all the way. I live hard, I die hard, so.
I hear you. It's like, I get it, Vince is all in the bodies and they want you to look special and huge, but it's like, when you connect with the crowd and can make the people care, I think that's what should matter most,
Yeah, look, I grew up on, you know, the 80s wrestling where, you know, I mean, you had to have the body, of course, but, you know, it was more about connecting with the people emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, that's why certain guys, like, when I was growing up, I was able, because, like, the only way I could calm down was if my mother put on wrestling. I was a hyper kid, so I wouldn't sit down or shut up until she put in wrestling. So I got lucky where she would go to, like, the local video store and just pick up any wrestling. So I was able to see, like, Memphis wrestling, like Eddie Gilbert and NWA wrestling with, you know, Dick Murdoch and Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I got to see that stuff in New York when New York was just, you know, WWF at the time. You know, I got to see more than just WWF.
Right. That's cool. Because, like, we're from Pennsylvania, so we're, like, in the same boat as you. You know, obviously, WWF territory, you know, for the most part growing up. But that's cool that you can check out other shit.
Yeah, but like I said, my mother didn't know the difference between NWA, WWF, WCW, or Memphis, or anything. She just grabbed whatever was at the video store that was shutting up. I remember watching WrestleMania 4 at least 1,000 times. I must have watched WrestleMania 4 1,000 times because she would just pick up whatever was there and put it in and shut me up. So.
That's a hell of a video store. They had all these different goddamn promotions, man.
Yeah, they you know, it was the commercial releases they had. You know what I mean? Like Memphis, Big Bad Guys or something like that. I don't know. Like, whatever it was, the commercial releases were always there. So
yeah, that's cool.
That's a cool mother. I wish my mom got that. I was like, yo, can we get this pay-per-view? No. All right.
Well, I couldn't even get pay-per-view back in the day. You know what I mean? Like I tell everyone, and I said this in a lot of interviews, my father would get illegal cable during the winter when we lived in the Bronx because he wanted to see Inside the NFL on HBO. So the only time I could watch any pay-per-views were from, like, September until January.
Right. Then you had to go the rest of the year without.
At least I got to see Starrcade a couple times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely. Cool.
But the WrestleManias I rarely saw.
So growing up, who was your favorite wrestler?
Man, I gotta split it up. WWF, my favorite was Macho Man growing up.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I was a big Hulk Hogan guy until I realized he was always winning.
That's the truth.
And then, like, I don't know, I just became sick of him winning, and I just remember going, when Macho Man and him split up, I was like, I'm going with Macho. And I would, you know what I mean, people would laugh, or my uncles would be like, or my mother would be like, why are you going for him? I'd be like, Hogan tried to take his woman, that's not right. So, that was it. And then, you know, WCW, NWA, I was huge into Flair, but the guy I was really, like, the two guys I was really, really into were Tully Blanchard and Dusty Rhodes.
Wow.
And I tell everybody that promo, and everyone knows the promo, the Hard Times promo, you know, where Dusty said, put your hand up against the screen. I remember as a kid, I threw my hand up against the screen. Like, I didn't know. He talked to me, and I felt what he was saying, you know what I mean? Like, when he was talking about people working, like, my father is an elevator man, a union worker. So I understood about, you know, long hours at work and, you know, barely scraping by, and there I was, like, oh, okay, I understand, and there I am throwing my fist through the fucking TV, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah, so I gotta say that, and then as time went on, like, ECW was guys like, you know, Taz and Tommy Dreamer, and then I got exposed to Japanese wrestling, and, you know, it was always the great Muda, Masahiro Chono. And by mistake, I found All Japan Wrestling, so Kawada, Kobashi, and Misawa, and Akiyama, and then, you know, even before I even hit teenage years, we moved to Yonkers, and I got to see Eddie Gilbert on Global.
Yeah.
And he was and I tell everyone this, he was the first pro wrestler that made me say, okay, I want to do this.
Wow.
So Eddie Gilbert was a huge influence on me.
That's cool.
Yeah, I always wondered, man, like, if Eddie Gilbert didn't get all messed up on drugs and die, like, the future of the business, how it would have been different, because he would have been involved somewhere in creative, you know, whether it was TNA or in WWE, it definitely would have been different.
It could have been the same. You know, I was actually talking to somebody about that the other day. It could have been the same, because I know Dutch Mantel, I think, was at TNA trying to book, and
that
didn't work out with them. Maybe that would have happened to Eddie. Who knows, you know what I mean?
Very true. But maybe he would have saved us from 15 years of fucking Vince Russo.
You think about it, he probably would have got a crack down there, too. Really?
Probably. You figure all the years.
Yeah.
Certainly couldn't do no worse than Russo did all these years.
Oh, he'd be better than Russo.
You know, a lot of people give Russo shit, but I remember I guess they call it the second boom, the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
You know, Russo had a lot to do with that.
Even the good and the bad,
even though, granted, Vince, like I tell people, Vince was probably his filter, but Russo still came up with a lot of good ideas.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. The problem is he just kept repeating the same ideas for the next 10 years, you know?
Yeah, I say he didn't, again, it's just my opinion, I could be totally wrong. I mean, I've been wrong so many times, but he probably didn't just change with the times. Like, he was...
Yeah.
You know, and I understand that the popular thing is the passion, but, you know, you gotta give him a little bit of credit.
Definitely. He definitely had a big hand in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
But, he is what he is. We could talk about Vince Russo for a week.
Yeah, all day, especially that late WCW run. And so.
Yeah, that stuff, now that was a little out of hand there.
That's being nice.
That was rough to watch, I remember. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's being nice. But speaking of booking, man, AAW, that's something they really one of their strong points, man. They put you and Silas Young together in it's kind of like magic with you two, man. It just like clicked.
Well, the thing was when I first got there, they asked me who I want to work with, and I told them whoever, I don't care. And I guess they kind of saw there was a little something with me and Silas, because me and Silas, it's not that we don't like each other, like, we respect each other, I guess we come from two different areas,
right.
You know what I mean, and we just have two different outlooks on things, and, you know, most bookers or promoters are from around Chicago or Indiana, always seem like to put me in there with people that I respect, but I don't like personally,
because right.
they feel like it's going to be better matches, and 9 out of 10 times they're right. So, you know, me and him go out there and we beat the shit out of each other.
You know, you even got Val Malone involved in the storyline, man.
Yeah, that wasn't my call. You know, I did not want her involved. I didn't want, you know what I mean. But she got involved. She got hurt, and you know, this is not ballet.
Yeah. So.
That's the way I look at it. And, you know, when she got hurt and I was getting yelled at in the back by a couple of people who aren't, I'm not going to name names, but a couple of people who are in charge were yelling at me in the back. I looked at them. I said, look, you threw her out there. That ain't my fault. You know what I mean? So if you didn't throw her out there, none of this would have happened. So it is what it is. Silas is, you know, she's mad. Silas is mad. And I can give a fuck less because, in all honesty, what can... What are they going to do, beat me up? That's it. They ain't going to kill me.
Right. So. You know you're doing a good job as a heel when you can come in and be put against the company's top heel and he's a baby face in like one night, man. That's a pretty good sign.
Well, yeah, well, like, people always ask me, what do you like, better heel or face? And I tell them I like whatever I can roll with. So... If I'm in a baby face kind of mood, I'll let them put me as a baby face. But I say a good 97% of the time I'm in a heelish kind of mood.
Yeah. I like it because like it's different. Like we've seen you for years in Chikara, and this is like where you're like got the chains off and cut loose, and don't have to worry about family friendly or anything. And it's just like another step, man.
Yeah.
It's totally awesome.
Thank you. You know what I tell people too? I like the family friendly side of it because it makes you think more. Because it's so, to me, it's so easy to go out there and curse and yell and give the finger to fans and, you know what I mean, get that kind of heat, you know what I mean? But when you can't do that stuff and you gotta be PG or you gotta be family friendly, you gotta, you know, do a little bit more. You gotta be more creative to get the people to hate you.
I agree 100%. I cringe when guys curse in their promos, you know? It's like,
It's very hard for me not to curse in my promos. It's very hard.
Yeah, obviously, but it's like sometimes it's like it's too easy of a crutch, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially, you know, I'm not a, I don't know. My new thing now is just, but when I talk about smart mark fans, I call them pigs. a lot of them are pigs, especially Ring of Honor fans. A lot of them are just pigs and slaves, but. You know, they're slaves to whatever Ring of Honor puts out there. But that's a different subject for maybe later or for another time. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, work with those fans or let them know what's up and wrestle in front of them. But it is what it is.
We'll get the Ring of Honor in a second. But you've worked damn near everywhere. There's the work of all really named indie places. What do you think of the Berwyn Eagles Club?
I love it. I love it because there's a bar there.
Right? $1.25 beers.
So I took a couple shots before my match, and I take more shots after my match.
You know,
by the time I got to catch a flight home, I'm already nice. I'm nice.
We went out last month, 2 months ago for the November show. You weren't goddamn there, which was kind of upsetting, but that was our first time there, and that was quite the place, man. They got a hot little crowd in there.
Yeah, it is quite a place. You know what I mean? Like I said, I enjoy AEW because I can do what I want, and there's no handcuffs there, you know. And the promoters still get mad at me because I do or say certain things. But like I tell them, if you don't give me any guidelines, I'm gonna do what I want and do what I think is what's gonna make money.
Exactly.
You know, I don't have that big of an ego, but I do have an ego big enough to say that I know how to make money.
And it works.
Thank you.
And even better, that the fans don't know there's a fucking bar in the locker room for the guys, man. That's even better yet.
Oh, that's awesome. There's no fans there telling me, you know, I can't believe you did that or this or that or trying to talk to me in wrestling terms. And, you know, that drives me up a fucking wall. And I'm just looking at them like, hey, listen. I entertained you for whatever, how long my match was. Let me have this drink in peace, no offense. You know? And then after a couple drinks in peace, maybe I'll come over and we'll bullshit. But I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm 32 years old, man. I'm beat up.
Yeah.
I'm beat up after all the years of dumb fucking, I've done some death matches and dumb bumps for IWA, Mid-South, and CZW. I'm pretty beat up at 32.
Yeah, how is the body holding up overall?
Oh, it's good. It's good. You know what I mean? You know, still going to the gym, still doing that. You know, it's a little bit tighter than usual when I wake up in the morning. I got to do extra stretching early in the morning. But other than that, you know, it's okay. It's ready to go. The knees are much better than they were like 2 or 3 months ago.
Well, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because, God, man, it's already been 12 years.
Oh, I know. I've never done anything this long in my life.
It's a long time.
It is, man. It is. Every time I think about it, I go, man, there's nothing I've done this long before. Nothing.
Was IWA Mid-South like your first kind of big indie?
Yeah, it was. I started off at Chikara, and Chikara wasn't what it was.
Yeah.
You know, and we were getting 12 people in the crowd, or, you know, I'll never forget, and I always tell this one, that we wrestled in a building, and I think Wall PA, and it was on a slant, and if it rained hard enough, like, it would have been a mudslide, and the building would have went all the way down, but, you know, we did that, and IWA Mid-South was the first, big indie, because their tapes were selling, when they were selling tapes, instead of DVDs. Their tapes were selling like crazy, and all the, like, anybody who was anybody on the indies was there. True. You know, you had your CM Punks, your Colt Cabanas, Chris Hero, you know what I mean? Then they started bringing other people like B-Boy in, and you had JC Bailey there, and all that stuff. Homicide was there, so.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You look back at them lineups now, and it's like, wow, man.
And yeah, especially those Highland shows.
Yeah, that those, was like
those
the best.
Those Highland shows were just stacked.
Yeah.
Oh, stacked all the time, and they were a lot of fun, you know, being in front of that Highland crowd was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun watching them shows,
yeah.
Too.
Because we saw all of it from back then. All excellent shit.
Unfortunately,
yeah, and I was green as goose shit with my old partner Blackjack, but we had fun. We had fun. I'm still learning, but even then we were just having so much fun learning and being around certain guys in the locker room. I remember when they brought in Dusty and Terry and just sitting there talking to them, trying to soak in whatever they were saying, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that was a lot of fun.
I can imagine. Unfortunately, outside of Highland, though, man, they'd have all these talent on the shows. There'd be like 30 people in the crowd, and I used to blow my mind.
Wow. Yeah, and you know, but you know what? To the credit of all the guys that were in the locker room at that time, no one took a day off.
That's the truth.
No,
you know, no. I'll never forget. I forgot where it was. Where Eric Cannon hurt his collarbone.
I remember that
at one show. Wow. Yeah. And there was like maybe 20 people in the crowd. Everyone was going insane. And then Eric Cannon goes out there. He gets hurt. And he's still ready. He's still trying to go with a broken collarbone.
Yeah, and
it was just the fact that everyone loved, you know, loved being there, loved working there, knew when that these tapes were going all over the place. And how IWA Mid-South was one of the top. At the time, it was like Ring of Honor, IWA Mid-South, CZW were the top three.
Yeah.
At the time, because I remember PWG was just starting out.
Right. Yeah.
True. So, yeah.
Have you talked to Ian at all about possibly going back there now that they're back running?
I've talked to them here and there about it. You know, I was supposed to be on the last show, I think January 11th, but something came up. Hmm. And we couldn't, you know, just things happen. Let's put it like that. And I couldn't, you know, I couldn't go. He couldn't get me, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I talked to him here and there about it. You know, I really do hope IWA Mid-South comes back because it was such a good breeding ground for young talent. It was a place for young guys to go and sharpen their skills, you know, and share locker rooms, like I told you, with Funk and Dusty and Tracy Smothers and Chris Hamrick, and rest in peace to Chris Candido. You know what I mean? I got to spend two great weeks with him.
Yeah.
Me and guys like me, Larry Sereni and Bryce Remsburg got to spend 2 weeks with him, you know, before his passing, and just sitting there talking to him. And first off, what an amazing guy he was for even talking to us and sitting down and dropping knowledge down to us, you know.
Yeah.
And also, he was just a straight up good dude. Like, if you didn't know who he was and you just wanted to sit down and bullshit with him, you could. You know, he was that approachable of a guy.
It's cool to hear. I was always a big Candido fan, man. He was another one. He was like a goddamn kid when he got into the business.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just, you know, he was just a great person, man. There's nothing. Gorgeous person. That's all I can say about him. You know.
Were you on I can't remember. Were you on a show when Eddie Guerrero was there?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't even, I was just breaking in when Eddie Guerrero was out on the Indies.
Oh, okay.
I actually wasn't even breaking in. I just got kicked out of my first school. me and my old partner Blackjack and Jigsaw all got kicked out of a school, a wrestling school.
Kevin Knight's school.
And
right?
Yes. I wasn't even going to say his name, but yeah we did.
Fuck him.
Yeah, basically. I buried him enough over the years, but we got kicked out of there, and that's when Eddie Guerrero was out on the Indies, and you know, we were like, well, we're not in the business, so let's go to these shows. And we went to go see him against Loki. We went to see him at Ring of Honor. You know what I mean? We weren't even training yet. And I remember we saw his last night with Ring of Honor, and I remember the next week, the next weekend we went to Chikara and started training. Like, we found a new school, and we found Chikara, and we all put money together, and we started going.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank God.
So, yeah.
Changing gears a little bit, let's talk about Ring of Honor. And,
here we go.
Recently, you and, I shouldn't say recently, it's probably been about 6 months now, you and Homicide made a surprise return last summer to Hammerstein Ballroom.
And, yeah.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
me and Homicide, I consider him one of my mentors and also one of my closest friends I have, maybe my only friend, I have, to be honest. I'm not that very easy of a person to get along with. But, we decided to team up. We decided, because we both have the same mental on what we think about wrestling. Ring of Honor decided to bring us in, and that was it. If they brought us in, they didn't bring us in the way we wanted in certain aspects. And the frustration was mounting, and when you saw what happened at Final Battle, with our frustration.
Let's talk about that, man. What the hell happened that night in New York City, man? That was just like, it seemed like a weird night. And of all the places for you guys to get booed, why don't you talk about what the hell happened?
To be honest with you, the way I look at it is the Ring of Honor fans now don't know the history of Ring of Honor. They don't know what Homicide has done for that company.
That's sad when you say that, man.
Yeah, and they, they don't even know that I've been there a couple times and busted my ass there.
Yeah.
And the fans are drunk idiots, and they weren't real New Yorkers, in my opinion. And all they were, and I've said this on my Twitter, and I'll say it again, all those fans were are just slaves and pigs to whatever this new corporate Ring of Honor throws out.
Right.
And the whole point of me and Homicide going there originally was to help Ring of Honor. We were like, well, this is not the Ring of Honor that Homicide started, with a couple guys like Samoa Joe and Lowkey and Brian Danielson and CM Punk. This is and Colt Cabana. This is not that Ring of Honor. And it wasn't the Ring of Honor I grew up. Not grew up, but I was started watching,
Right.
When it was at the Murphy Rec Center and stuff like that. And I understand that now it's a corporate company, but still, you don't have to throw out what they're throwing out right now. And the real Ring of Honor fans know what's up, and these smart mark pigs that are going to sit there and tell me and Homicide that we're past our prime or what we're doing is dumb. They don't know nothing. And, things happen. We were exiting through the crowd and things were thrown at us, and we got spit on, and we have a little bit of a temper. And I'm just going to leave it like that because we had a court date, and we just got past that. So I can't legally say what happened or anything. All I can say is that the Outlaws won their court date, and we're good.
Good.
So that's the deal with that. And now, we got suspended. Which is whatever to me, Like, we get suspended, but you have another dude stabbing another dude in the face with a spike.
Yeah.
But he don't get suspended, But you take our paychecks and you decide to bring in an entertainer. That couldn't even make it as an entertainer. And bring him back.
Yeah.
And, he thinks it's by coincidence that his car got stolen in New York. He thinks it's coincidence. I'm going to leave it like that. That's all I'm going to say, 'cause I'm not going to imply or say anything about that. And they took our paychecks to pay him and AJ Styles. And I got no problem with AJ Styles. Good for him. Make your money, brother. But, you can kick me and Homicide some money back. I know you ain't broke.
It's too bad, that everyone can't make that type of money in wrestling. It'd be much better for everybody involved,
No, of course it would be, and I sent a couple promos to Ring of Honor. Me and Kevin Kelly had a little argument over Twitter today.
Awesome.
About the what's going on. And people don't have to like what me and Homicide are saying. They don't. And I don't have to respect what they're saying either, Look, I'm a street guy, I try to be a good businessman, but in the heat of the moment, if you get up in my face, fan or office guy or whatever you are, if you're one of the puppets like Kevin Kelly and Nigel McGuinness, if you're one of those puppets, you get in my face, I only know one way to react, and that's throwing my hands up. I'm not good with words, unless it's promos, I guess. I'm not good with words, so when you start throwing out big words at me, I get upset. I become a caveman or an ape, and I start swinging. So, it is what it is.
I hear you, man.
Sent five promos to Ring of Honor. So anyone at Ring of Honor, I sent five of them to you. Five.
So
you guys, you get, but they're more worried about, you know, the upcoming January show. But, you know, get ready for February. Whether, you know, it's the anniversary shows, I believe.
Yeah,
so just
Philadelphia.
And that's all. Yeah, in Philly. That's all I'm going to say. That's why I cut my teeth. I'm a New Yorker, but Philadelphia made Eddie Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say nothing either. If anybody in Philadelphia, anyone in that crowd, you know, wants to act up or think any different, come see me. Come see Homicide. We can do it in the ring. We can do it in the crowd. We can do it in the parking lot. Like, this is not, we're not joking anymore. You know, and that's what I feel about AAW as well. That's why I go to these shows or I come out to the ring with a big chip on my shoulder because, let's be honest, no one's going to pull out a gun and kill me. I've been beat up before. You know what I mean? I've been beat up before, so it's not really that deep to me to get beat up. But, you know, if you're going to beat me up, make sure you beat me up enough that I can't retaliate back later.
That's right, man.
That's just, that, maybe I'm acting like too much like a hard ass, but this is what I believe. This is my code. This is how I live my life. You know, and I know Homicide lives the same life I do, so.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So you were saying that you had a different idea how you wanted to come in. You want to talk about that?
Well, no, the idea was straight up, like, I wanted to go after everybody, the big boys.
Right.
You know? Like, to be honest with you, the only people that me and Homicide, A, like a little bit and respect are the Briscoe brothers.
Right.
We understand what Jay's going through right now. You know what I mean? We understand that. But everyone else we don't respect. I know everybody loves Kevin Steen. You know what I mean? And me and him, we're friends. Last time I was in Ring of Honor before the whole thing with Homicide, you know, me and him had a little altercation. And, you know, talks and stuff, you know. But we want to go after him, too, because, you know, he's everybody's favorite. Why not? You know, and then, you know, who else is that? I can go on and on about why I don't like half of that locker room. You know, and I know, you know, a lot of these guys may think it's a work or shoot or whatever cool words, wrestling terms they want to use, but it is what it is. Believe whatever you want to believe, and then come see me after. You know, we don't have to do it in front of people. We don't have to do it on camera, but if you want to make money, we'll do it.
Right.
Like, he's got a name. I already told you about Kevin Steen, man. I don't like the dude.
Yeah,
you know, that's just the bottom line. I used to, you know, me and him used to be in the CZW locker room in 05,
yeah,
making fun of everybody. You know what I mean? And whenever him and Generico get a little bit of fun at Ring of Honor, and the dude wants to pop off at the mouth, like, he's cool, and, you know, and he's the anti-hero and this and that. You know what I mean? Come on, dog. Come on. You're like Drake to me. You're another fake tough guy from Canada. You know what I mean? You're like the rapper Drake. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. You know, go ahead. Name somebody else. I'll go on all night if you want.
Kevin Steen's in AAW now, too. You might end up meeting him sooner than later in Berwyn.
See, he doesn't want that, though. I'm telling you right now, he doesn't want that because he doesn't have the Ring of Honor office there to protect him. See, AAW lets me do my thing, like I told you. They let me do my thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they may get upset afterwards, but then I look at them and go, did it make a buzz? Did the people like it? I don't care if the people like it, but did it make a buzz? And if they tell me, yeah, I go, all right, get the fuck out of my face, give me my money, I'm leaving.
Well, how did it come about last year when you fought Kevin Steen in Chikara at the beginning of the year? What was that, February,
well,
right?
That was a working relationship with Ring of Honor and Chikara, which, you know, that was whatever. Whatever the hell Chikara, at the time, whatever the hell Chikara.
Nah.
I was like, all right, I'm down for it. You know, and then, you know, words were exchanged between me and Kevin backstage before promos and stuff, and, you know, I didn't like what he had to say. He didn't like what I had to say. But we had to work with each other, and you can probably tell we beat the shit out of each other, too. Like, that's not a big deal to me. Like, getting punched in the face or whatever, that's not a big deal to me, you know? Just get ready for me to hit you back.
Yeah, because that was great, because we were sitting right by the curtain, and you guys come right out, just brawling, right there, and just kept going right around the building.
Yep.
You mentioned Chikar. The word on the street is that Chikar is going to be coming back.
That's another thing that bothers me, man. Like, these fans are telling me, like, and they're making up those stupid shirts, I am Chikara, right? Yo, the fans have to understand something. You are not Chikara. You weren't there. You know what I mean? At the beginning. You weren't there when we couldn't run shows because of a zoning board. You weren't there when we had to travel to shitty places and not get paid. You know what I mean? You weren't there. You guys came aboard when you saw how cool it was, and then you guys want to say, I am Chikara. It's over. It's done with. You know what I mean? Let it go. Let it go. It's done. I don't care. I really don't care. Because to me, guess what? I'm still the grand champion, the one and only
that
company ever had. I still got the belt in my house, chilling. You know what I mean? Next to a pack of Newports and a couple protein shakes. You know what I mean? So just, that's it. I don't care. You know, you got certain guys who are trying to bring it back, and go ahead, bring it back, but you ain't going to see me. Unless the money's right.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be a pretty cool deal, man, when it all said and done, that you survived and became the first and only, like you said, grand champion at Chikar. That's quite an honor.
And then, you know what, man, at the time, I felt like it was an honor to have that belt. And you know what I mean? I understand how fans can turn on a wrestler, you know, if they think he's boring or they think it's so, you know, the armchair bookers and stuff. I understand that. But what drove me nuts about Chikara was all the boys in the locker room were like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's still the champion, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then what happened in Florida with me going a little crazy and, you know, busting my hand up and missing a show and, you know, then the judging comes out, and little do a lot of these guys know that, you know, people can say whatever they want to say about me, but certain guys like myself, Ultra Mantis Black, Hollow Wicked, even Icarus, who, you know, I've never liked, you know what I mean? I remember 3-4 years ago, me and him went at it, at training one time, just throwing punches at each other. You know what I mean? But I got to give him a little credit. We were the guys who built that company. You know, and then to have like a lot of these other dudes in the locker room try to, you know, give me a look sideways and then expect me not to say nothing or go at them, it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. So, no doubt, man.
I don't know, I'm an emotional roller coaster, guys. I don't know if you noticed that.
That always
1 minute, I'm happy, next minute I'm out of my mind.
And it's funny because, like how you were saying before about the promos, even with the family friendly Chikara, your promos were still good and still controversial, regardless of whatever.
Yeah, I just couldn't curse.
So. Yeah, but in words, you still found a way around it, though, to still
thank you.
Still have that attitude, you know.
No, thank you. I appreciate it, you know. And like, man, Chikara was my heart. And then it decided to, you know, shut down whatever the reasoning. You know what I mean? People have been asking me why, and I'm like, look, I don't know, and I don't care. If, you know, and other people are like, how heartbroken were you? I was like, look, I was heartbroken that day. But then when I woke up the next day, I said, well, it's over, it's done with, time to move on. You know?
That's what you gotta do.
But that's a part of life, man. Everything ends.
Yeah. Yeah, sooner or later.
Yep.
So I always tell people, don't take anything for granted because it could be gone tomorrow, man.
Yep.
But out of that came the Wrestling Is Promotions, which you worked a little bit, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one in particular thing, man, you had a couple of matches with Heidi Lovelace late last year.
Yeah.
That's quite the interesting match. Why are you talking about working Heidi?
let me tell you something, man. I give her all the credit in the world. I give her nothing but credit. Because to be honest with you, I tried to kill that young girl. I tried my damnedest to hurt that little girl. And to be honest with you, she was more than just a little girl. She was a woman, and she proved it. I give her that credit, man. I remember smacking her around, and she would still be right there, ready to go, ready to fight. I give her that credit, you know? I mean, I like the broad, but I give her credit.
Yeah, man, she can take a good beating.
Yeah, you know what I think? She can, man. She definitely can.
She's a hell of a seller, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think she was selling when I was smacking her.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, you know, all credit in the world to her. Don't mean I like her, but all credit in the world that she's dumb enough to keep on getting up.
Yeah. Also, coming up in 9 days, you're going to be part of National Pro Wrestling Day.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know I had that booking until I saw it on Twitter that picture was up there. I said, well, because I got that booking.
So I just looked down to make sure you're on the list, and you were there.
Yeah. I'm actually a big fan of National Pro Wrestling Day. I really am. Anything to get pro wrestling out there, I like. Because to me, professional wrestling is and will always be one of the greatest art forms in the world.
Yes.
So, I don't know what I'm doing on that show. I'll find out when I get there. You know, but I will be there, and I will be ready to go. And
somebody's
whoever's in the ring with me, it is what it is. Let's get it on.
Awesome, man. Next.
Because to be honest with you, the only guy I fear in wrestling, in all honesty, is Ming. Haku, whatever you want to call him. That's the only dude, if someone booked that match, I would not go.
Wow.
I wouldn't go. I just wouldn't do it.
That's cool.
Yeah, Ming. You
know what I mean? Oh, and Scott Steiner, too. Even though I did wrestle him, me and Homicide against the Steiner Brothers.
Yeah. Yes, I was just about to bring that up. That was my next question, man. How awesome was that?
It was a great honor, great. You know, to get in there with those guys I watched and studied and wanted to be, basically.
Right.
But Scott Steiner's a scary, scary guy. And it's not a gimmick. Don't let no one fool you. That dude is for real scary.
If you look into his eyes,
it's like a shark's eyes. Yeah. Like, you don't know if there's anything there. He can attack at any moment, so.
Yeah.
I got respect for him, and that dude, he can go, man. That's it. That's the bottom line with it.
And it had to be cool for you and Hamas. I remember watching it, man, these two got to be marking out like 12-year-old kids.
Oh, definitely was. I was until he punched me in the face. And then I said, oh, this is happening. I forgot. This is a match, you know?
Yeah. That'll do it, too.
Yeah, he hit me in the face and then chopped me, and I said, all right, I got to defend myself. Let's go.
And the most recent House of Hardcore, you end up taking on Matt Hardy and Devon Dudley.
Yeah, that was a big honor. Because, you know, during that Attitude Era stuff where everybody was watching, you had the Hardys and the Dudley boys killing themselves with Edge and Christian as well.
Yeah.
You know, just basically shooting life back into the tag team division at the time. And, you know, the Dudleys have a special place with me, too, because, you know, they're both New Yorkers, and they both came from ECW. You know, ECW got me back into pro wrestling. Like, I tell, you know, in all the interviews, like, I stopped watching wrestling around 95, 96.
That's what happened to a lot of people, man. WWE.
And then my boy put on a ECW tape for me, and I just stood there, and I was just like, what? And I was stuck ever since.
Yeah, that's the story of a lot of people, man. Mainstream got pretty bad there in the mid-90s. You
still had good stuff. It's just that I was a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the stuff at the time WWF and WCW were doing were for kids, and that's what it was.
Exactly.
And I was becoming a teenager, and then ECW came along with violence and women, and I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, full of testosterone, and that was it.
Once I went to that ECW arena once, I was hooked. I didn't miss a show for 2 years straight.
Yeah, man, I went twice to the arena to watch shows, and I got in trouble both times. I was like 16, 17. I wasn't supposed to go, but I just got on a bus and went.
Now here, we got stopped. It took us 3 tries, because the same thing, teenager, twice our parents stopped us from going. Because, you know, you're too young to be going to Philly.
Well, I just remember when I came home, my parents were there like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, whatever, give me the beat, man, I don't care. I had a blast.
Yeah, they were good times, man. As cool as, like, when Shakara filled it, though, it was like, and even, like, CZW, Cage of Death, though, it just wasn't the same. Nothing like when ECW was there.
Oh, no, and it's never going to be the same, you know, but... For me, when I first wrestled in the arena, I just remember walking out through that curtain and just being like, fuck. I was in that audience for ECW, or that's where some of my favorite matches and angles happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, who was it for the first time you worked the arena? Who was it for?
Oh, it was for CZW. It was like a Chikara 8-man, I think.
All right, yeah.
I think I got dropped on my head in that match and everything went numb real quick.
Yeah.
And that was I think Akuma dropped me on my head, Grand Akuma or Akuma, whatever he's going by now.
He's still going by Akuma.
Still Grand Akuma.
Okay.
One thing I do clearly remember is these arena matches with you. I'll never forget the Cage of Death where you fought in the three-way with the title on the line and you broke your ankle like a minute in a match, man.
The funny thing, I guess it's funny now, the funny part of that was that I thought I tore ligaments. I didn't think I broke it.
Right.
Because it was the same feeling that I had when I tore ligaments playing basketball when I was a kid. So I tried to get back in the ring, broke it again.
Ooh.
I got back up. I said, no, I'm good. Went to go throw a forearm, broke it again. And that's when I was like, okay, this is not ligaments. This is something deeper.
Yeah.
You know? And I still remember they're checking on my foot and Hero comes to the back and all I remember is picking up my boot and throwing it at him and cursing at him and saying, You wanna talk shit with my leg's broken, motherfucker? And everyone's like, hey, what are you doing? Relax, we're gonna take it to the hospital. Come on, go. I'm screaming at him, top of my lungs. and thank God for one of my boys who was there. He had a bunch of bike men on him. He was like, here, take these and shut up.
As a fan, I don't know what was worse, that you broke your ankle or that Justice Payne got the belt back. That was a pretty bummed out moment.
I'm not saying nothing. That was the call. That's what it was, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had fun in CZW. I don't care what anyone's. I had fun while John was in charge. You know. Either way, it don't matter to me. I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot there too.
Yeah. I guess you and DJ don't see eye to eye.
Hey, watch his shoot interview.
I listened to some of it the other night, man.
Hey, everything DJ says is gospel. The truth. So I can't say nothing bad about him no more, because everything he never lies. He tells the truth about everything. You know, man, he's hilarious, bro. You can't mess with him.
He's something. I tell you what, anytime we have him on the show, it's always one of our most listened shows. People love to listen to him spew his stuff.
Yeah, well, because all he spews is the truth.
Whatever it is, people love to listen. I don't know.
No, DJ Hyde is, you know, I mean, he's on the Haku level. He's one of the guys I'm scared of, too. So I'm never going to say a bad word about him. DJ's great.
And he loves to talk. That goddamn thing's 8 hours long. That's got to be a record.
Oh, yes. Bro, come on now. Give him some credit. He has 8 hours of a career he has to fill. Yeah. Yeah, you got to give him credit, though. He has done a lot in this business, in this sport.
If you say so.
If you ask him.
If you ask you.
Yeah, he told us he was the best heel in the business.
Yes.
Oh, without a doubt. I watch tapes of him so I can learn. Like, you see all, like, you guys like the AAW stuff? That's a blatant ripoff of DJ Hyde, everything I do.
You can just start calling yourself the Larry and then he keeps saying that.
That's just too much. That's not right.
Copyright.
That's too much of a ripoff.
This Friday night, AAW, man. Berwyn, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, 7:45.
Yep.
This man is going to be there.
I will be there. Do you guys know who I'm fighting that day?
No, we're going to just ask you if you knew who you were fighting that day.
All I know is it's probably not going to be Silas, because I would be surprised if Silas shows up.
He's scheduled
and
to
be there. Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
I'm putting it out there right now. I would be surprised if he shows up, because his wife is still hurt, I heard. Her neck still has a little bit of a kink to it. So I doubt if he shows up. Doubt it. If he shows up, I'll be surprised.
We'll see this Friday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that these two could be in the same building again.
I'm telling you, bro, I don't think he wants to run no more. I think he finally learned. I think he finally learned how far things can really get, you know? So,
hey,
I don't know.
His woman.
Well, I think it's time to let it go, AEW, if you're listening, office people. Hello? They probably are.
Oh, they are.
But I think it's time to let it go. Let me get another title shot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give Kevin Steen a title shot the first day he goes in there because he's such a huge draw. You know? Come on. Stop
yeah, because when you got your shot at Shane Hollister, Silas Young got involved.
Yes, he did. So now think about that. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm going to say. I think it's time.
Yeah.
Find out what goes down this Friday night, man. AAW, definitely one of the best independent wrestling promotions in all of North America.
Yes.
And definitely is.
If you never checked them out, they're available on SmartMarkVideo.com, and if you never checked them out, go get yourself a ticket this Friday night to see this man here, Eddie Kingston, live. So they're even better live than on video.
Yeah. Oh, go to the broadcast booth, too, because I love it when you're with Colvin. Colvin's great. He's listening to us. He'll be listening to us eating lunch.
Is there
tomorrow
any other date you like to promote while you were here on the air?
To be honest with you, that's not my job, is to promote. My job is to go in there and fight. So whatever company has me booked, you know, this is on you now to promote. So
well, you know, this Friday night in Berwyn.
Oh, I also want to say one thing to AIW. I hope people at AIW are listening.
Oh, they are.
Oh, they do.
I hope they're listening. For the love of God, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know who Tim Dodds, like, if he has a picture of one of the promoters naked or has a picture of the promoter doing something bad with a little boy or something, but to still have him booked and then not have me booked is an atrocity. See, I used a big word. An atrocity. That's all I'm going to say, AIW. I know you brought in Hero, too, but come on.
Yeah, I wasn't going to touch AIW since you brought it up.
No, I have no beef with AIW. I have no beef with them. I actually like those guys. I don't like the fact that they booked Tim Dodson and Chris Hero.
And don't book Eddie Kingston.
It is what it is. I don't know if Chris Hero, and I wouldn't be surprised, or Tim Dodson going to the promoters like, you don't bring Eddie in, he's a loose cannon, he's this and that. I've had that happen before to me. Whatever. But come on. Stop it. Just stop it. I'm trying to eat. You know?
Got unfinished business with Tim Dodge, too, man.
That kid makes me sick. So if anyone at AIW, if you put this up on, like, Twitter or whatever, tag them in that shit, tag all these motherfuckers in it. Let them know.
I will.
I got something to say.
I will 100%.
I tell you, bro, I don't burn a bridge. I make sure it explodes.
Holy
nothing fuck. Wrong with that.
That was great. I'll be out of the business in 2 days now.
Well, at least we got the last interview.
There you go. You can promote that anyway. The last interview Eddie Kingston ever did before he blew up every bridge.
Wow, you're turning this into a comedy show.
All right, but that's it, man. That's all I got.
Why don't you tell the people where they can find you on the internet?
At Chikara Kingston. No, I didn't change it because I'm lazy. At Chikara Kingston on Twitter. That's where you can find me. That's where you can try to talk shit about me, and then I'll block you.
There you go, man.
Look, I blocked the Bakiri, and I like them. Wow. That was one of my big beefs with AIW. They were like, you have to ride with the Bakiri. And I was like, you understand how weird it is to ride with the Bakiri? Like, it's not right. It's not right. A lot of, dude, I can't even explain it. It's a lot of sci-fi fucking shit. I can't even explain it. A lot of dead chickens for some reason in their car.
The hell's happening?
Wow.
So.
Yeah. I just got to bring something up because this killed me when we were there. And I'm sure you remember Barnesville.
Uh-oh.
And you and Sweeney with the, what was the segment he started doing? The squared circle, the brown.
The interview segments, I forget what.
Yeah.
Oh, when you came out with him on that, I remember we were sitting there and I had a good buzz on and we were laughing and going crazy. That was awesome.
Thank you, man. You know, me and Sweeney always had fun each other, you know.
Yeah.
I miss him to death every day.
Yeah.
I think about him at least, not even once a day, more than once, you know. Yeah. So.
What a piece of work.
I miss that guy to death, man. And a lot of, you know, not to get too sentimental or emotional, you know, but every time I wrestle in that ring, man, it's basically for him, you know, so.
Cool.
You know, that's it. Yep, and fuck everybody else. There you go. There we go. So we can get back to the laughter.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Actually, in Pittston, during intermission, I was talking to you. You bummed a couple of smokes off me.
Yes, okay, yep. Times are rough, brother, you know what I mean? Cigarettes are $12 here, man. Times are rough.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. $12 in New York City, wow.
Yeah, $12. That's why I'm buying hundreds now, so I can smoke at least twice before I put it out.
Wow.
Pro athlete, kids, don't smoke. Stay in school.
Right on, man. Wow. Eddie Kingston, this Friday night, Berwyn, Illinois.
Yeah, that's right. Berwyn, Illinois, baby.
Easton, Pennsylvania, man. Go check him out. King of Diamonds. We appreciate you coming on, man. This has been a good time.
Thank you guys very much, man. You know me. Whenever I can talk shit, I'm definitely all about it.
Oh, cool.
Definitely, man. Good one, right, man. Have a good
thanks
one.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a real
lot. All right, guys.
See
you. Talk to you later.
Have a good one, Eddie.
If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. With over 150,000 titles and virtually every genre, you'll find what you're looking for. Get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial today by signing up at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. I want to thank Eddie Kingston, man, for being on the show. Great interview.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Quite the guy. Hope that entertained the shit Eddie as much as it entertained us doing it.
Yeah. Dream come true. Love Eddie Kingston.
Meanwhile, here on the East Coast, man, it's fucking cold, man. Like, I think it's like 5 degrees right now as we record this, man. I woke up, it was -3 this morning.
Yeah, yep.
This crazy weather, man. I went to open a beer while I were interviewing Eddie Kingston. The fucking thing was frozen.
It just started fucking.
Like, what the fuck?
It started overcoming the table.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Man, I tell you.
I'm glad mine aren't frozen. Oh, you got another one.
Holy shit. You're 2 for 2.
Out of nowhere, it just comes fizzing up and out of the can, man.
That's cool.
What's up with these frozen beers? We need to move to Florida, man.
Yeah, but then your beer will get warm.
Right?
Yeah.
I would take a nice warm right now where it's 5 degrees.
Unless if we're in Ybor City right at the bar. Like we should be for Friday for Shine.
We'll get to Shine in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But we're going to open up with Premier Wrestling Experience.
God.
This weekend ran a triple shot.
Yeah.
And they were on High Spots TV Sunday. So, first, let's go over the results really quick to their Friday and Saturday shows, and then we'll do this full review of the Sunday show here.
Sounds good. For the life of me, I don't know why Friday and Saturday wasn't on to go with the Sunday.
Yeah, it sounded like they had a really fun weekend. I mean, I guess like 3 shows in a row on iPay-Per-View is kind of a lot.
We just did it for Evolve.
Yeah. Dave has no problem doing it, right?
Nah, it's just that this is a very good Fed, and
yeah,
I get pissed when I see these lineups, and you don't get to see them, you know?
But luckily, all shows are available at highspots.com, and we just picked up like 5 of them that we'll be reviewing in the upcoming weeks. So, Premier Wrestling Experience presented Country Strong this past Friday night in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Woo!
Woo is right, man. So here's what went down. It was Cauliflower Chase Brown defeating the Temptation Shawn Tempers with an inside cradle. Davey Richards forced Kyle Matthews to submit to the Texas Cloverleaf. In a number one contender to the PWX Championship, Rich Swann defeated Kyle O'Reilly with a pin reversal out of a triangle choke. Did I say Davey Richards forced Kyle O'Reilly or Kyle Matthews?
Oh, you said Kyle Matthews.
All right, I didn't know if I messed that up or not.
The match before.
Yeah, Davey Richards defeated Kyle Matthews, and Rich Swann defeated Kyle O'Reilly to become the number one contender. Yeah. A lot of Kyle's going on.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Las Bendejos, Zane Riley, and Lance Lude beat PWX Tag Champs Worst Case Scenario, TV Champion Mystery Elite Drew Myers, and Craig Huffman when Zane pinned Elite with a Belushi driver. The Southern Saver John Skyler and Michael Elgin beat Man Scout Jake Manning and Kevin Steen when Skyler pinned Manning after Elgin hit both men with dual follow-away slams. Prior to the finish, Elgin ran Jake into Steen, who responded by package pile-driving his partner to Man Scout.
Yep.
And Country Jack of Adam Page and Corey Hollis defeated Collab Conley and Cedric Alexander when Page pinned PWX champion Conley after miscommunication between him and his partner, and they had words. And after the PWX champ left his partner alone in the ring to end the show.
Ooh, that would be a nice one.
And that's what went down in Charlotte at Country Strong on Friday night. So then they moved on to Saturday night for Taken by Force in good old Hickory, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
On the show in Hickory, TV Champion Mystery Elite Drew Myers defeated Chase Brown with a German suplex. Kyle Matthews defeated Kyle O'Reilly via submission with the Royal Octopus. Cool seeing Kyle Matthews get a shot, because this is a kid that works down south and really good and doesn't get a lot of work in a lot of the bigger mainstream promotions. He works mainly for NWA Smoky Mountain in the Tennessee area, you know.
Well, this is a good start.
Yes. It was Lance Lude and Dos Bendejos defeating Ethan Case, Elijah Evans, and John Skyler when Cruz pinned Evans with a springboard 450. Kevin Steen defeated Jake Manning after interference from John Skyler with a package pile driver. Corey Hollis defeated Davey Richards with a roll-up out of an ankle lock. Cedric Alexander defeated Michael Elgin with a double leg roll after a buckle bomb. I can't wait to see this match. Amber O'Neill and Doc Gallows defeated Amanda Rodriguez and Zane Riley with an X Factor. And in the main event for the PWX title, Collab Conley defeated Rich Swann with the O-Face to retain the title. And that was Saturday. And that brought us to Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Where PWX made their debut in Winston-Salem, North Carolina at Ziggy's.
Yeah.
And this was...
phenomenal debut.
Yeah, an awesome building, man.
Yeah, real, real cool.
Because it was one of them nightclubs where they had a big stage and they had the ring, like, in front of the stage. And they even had, like, a balcony that went around. Yep. And, like, the whole balcony was filled. The place was packed, man, with fans everywhere, really into the action. The stream looked phenomenal. Yeah. Although we had some issues with it, but that could have been on our end, so I'm not going to complain. I didn't see anybody else complain, but it looked phenomenal. The building was phenomenal. Plus the show.
Plus the big screens itself. Yeah. Showing the show.
They had big screens. In the building. They had a huge screen above the stage, and they had screens all around. Plus, we seen they had TVs with the
football games on. At the bar,
The West Conference Finals.
Definitely a real, real cool play. And it was packed.
Yeah. So it's good to see PWX, man.
Yeah.
Doing good business down there.
And our buddy Corky Franks.
Yeah. Referee Corky Franks.
Ring announcing.
I don't want to say weird, but it's cool to see a lot of these promotions really doing some good numbers all of a sudden, you know?
I know. Good.
Yeah, like, end of 2013, kicking off 2014, starting up good for a lot of people.
Wrestling looking strong.
So this was on High Spots TV, and it's available for replay right now, I believe, for $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
It opened up with Andrew Leverett.
No, wait, and before, I didn't want to cut you off. Yeah. Now, this was a TV tape, but I didn't...
Yes.
The Friday actually, and Saturday,
all
that
three
was
were
all,
TV tapings, okay. Yeah. Because they're on the local CW, I believe it is, in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, this was taped for three TV episodes. And all three episodes are going to be awesome on TV, man. But the way they did
it,
I liked
it. In reality, it would have been nine. Friday, Saturday. You know,
Nine episodes, basically, I guess. So this opened up. First episode of taping, Andrew Everett took on Lodi.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same Lodi from WCW, still around.
Look at great shape.
Yeah, and he's still in really good shape, and he can still go. And he ended up actually getting the victory.
Yeah.
Over Andrew Everett, and a very good opener.
Yeah, and as we took notice, this was the only day Andrew Everett was on.
Yeah, he wasn't on Friday or Saturday, and he wasn't announced for this, so that was a nice surprise when he opened the show.
Yeah, that was real cool.
Then we got Michael Elgin versus Kyle O'Reilly. Second match of the night, and this felt like a main event,
man. Exactly, real good.
I don't think Elgin or O'Reilly know how to do anything but go full blast.
Yeah.
And they did here and had an awesome match.
Yeah, this was real, real fucking good. Must see.
Michael Elgin ended up getting the win.
Yeah.
Tremendous stuff.
Yeah.
Really good. And my beer still froze.
I queued up with the main event.
And then in the first TV main event, in the main event of the first episode, it was Davey Richards versus Rich Swann.
I wrote super duper.
Going into this, I was like excited for a match, but I didn't know how they were going to mesh because two totally different styles. And these two just had a hell of a match, man. This was one of the best matches I've seen in 2014.
Yeah, real, real.
Awesome stuff. Davey Richards ended up getting the win. Really good, man. Really, really good stuff. One of the best matches I think I've seen Rich Swann in, like, ever. I mean, he's had some really good dragging stuff. This was phenomenal. Davey Richards got the victory, and that was the end of the first TV tape, and they took a 10-minute intermission.
Yeah.
They had two intermissions on the show in between each TV tape, and I kind of liked that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
it wasn't long,
No, they were like 10 minutes, and it flowed really good, So then we came back with the second TV taping, and it was John Skyler versus Jake Manning in a tag match where they both had mystery partners.
Yeah.
John Skyler chose Kevin Steen, and Jake Manning chose Hurricane Helms.
Yeah.
And when it was all said and done, Jake Manning and Hurricane Helms got the victory, and then Kevin Steen hit his own partner with the package pile driver.
Twice.
So this Manning and Hurricane got the win.
Did they all hit him with finishers after?
I think so. It was all said and done. This wasn't the match for John Skyler.
No.
Then we had the women's matches. It was Amber O'Neil versus Amanda Rodriguez.
Yeah, this was very short.
and not very good. This was the worst match by default of the evening because everything else was pretty goddamn great on the show. And not this
was
like
quick though.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't terrible by any means.
No. But I guess it just followed up from the night before his tag because Luke Gallows came out and kicked Rodriguez when the ref wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And then at the time Amber O'Neil was outside the ring, she just rolled into the ring, pinned her. The ref looked at her down on the ground and just counted three, and that was it.
Luke Gallows came out with that big boot and he missed by about a foot. Man.
Oh,
it
yeah,
really
yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
foot and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was. He missed that by a lot, and she sold it, and it was the finish.
And in commentary, they acted as Caleb Conley was carrying his girlfriend back to the back.
Yeah. Amanda Rodriguez, she's a student of Amber O'Neil.
Is she?
Yeah, I believe that's how it goes. What she wore on this evening didn't work for her body type. And, I don't know. It wasn't good. You know, it just wasn't good.
Mm. Yeah, I know where you're coming from.
But I like it, man. She's got potential.
Reminding me of, like, a real old WSU match.
Yeah, basically. So then we had the TV main event in the second set of tapings, as it was Dos Bendejos against the tag team champions, the worst case scenario.
This was real good.
And again, Los Bendejos, man, they've been tearing it up everywhere they go. Great tag team. And they deserve to be booked all over the place.
Yeah, they need more work everywhere else.
Worst case scenario is really good, too. Yeah. Tag team champions.
Yeah, they were real good.
And they retain the titles. Really good match.
Mm-hmm.
Make for a really good TV main event.
I agree.
So then we had another intermission.
Shorty.
Yeah. And came back for the last taping as Luke Gallows took on Caleb Conley.
Now, wait a minute. It was non-title.
Yeah, it was non-title since Caleb is the champ. And Caleb Conley, surprisingly, ended up getting the win.
That right off the bat when it was announced it was non-title, I was like, all right, Gallows is winning. But
you would have thought that, his first night in, but it didn't work. They put over the champ. Gallows is Luke Gallows. I mean, he's probably not going to be a regular because now he's working some dates with New Japan anyway.
Yeah, and they brought up that he's the IWGP Tag Champs now.
Yeah.
But one thing of note, nothing against any of the other guys on the show, but, Luke Gallows looked like a fucking monster compared to everybody else on the show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Then we had four-way tag match, as it was Drew Myers and Sean Tempers versus Adam Page and Corey Hollis versus Kyle Matthews and Chase Brown versus Zane Riley and Lance Lude.
Yeah, this was real, real good.
Yeah, this was nonstop.
Constant action, nonstop.
Constantly stuff going on all over the place. Hard to keep up with. Adam Page and Corey Hollis, Country Jack. End up getting the victory.
Yeah.
You know, they looked really good. Adam Page. I'm a big fan of Adam Page.
Yeah. Corey Hollis is great.
I haven't been crazy at the way Ring of Honor's used Adam Page so far. Because the kid's...
Yeah.
Got a ton of potential.
Yeah. He's young.
Got
a lot of time to go.
Corey Hollis is another one to keep your eyes on. He's really talented.
We'll get to it once we get to it. I'll say what I was going to say about Country Jack.
And then the main event of the night in the final taping, Dream Match, Cedric Alexander versus AJ Styles.
I thought my eyes got blessed with holy water.
Well, we've seen the match because we had some issues with the feed. It was phenomenal. It was great. Man. Cedric Alexander is so talented. I'm really excited about him getting a singles push in Ring of Honor.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because he's been the king down here at PWX for a long time. And
Nothing against Caprice, but wow.
But this ended up with interference from Country Jack, Corey Hollis, and Adam Page.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles ended up winning with the Styles Clash.
Yeah. And this is what I was talking about at the end. Country Jack cut this, killer promo challenging... Who the hell did he challenge, though, for the
for, I'm gathering, February. Was it
Dojo Boys?
Yeah,
yes.
And they cut a killer. This promo looked like something off of something big.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, like
it
as if you're
good.
Watching like Ring of Honor or TNA. And the attitudes, the facials, everything was just dead on. Dead on. And these two kids, sky's the limit.
Yeah. So they challenged the Dojo Boys of Roderick yeah. Strong and was it Eddie Edwards?
Yeah, Dojo Boys, yeah. And, so that'll be what, February?
February.
Now, is that going to be another, like, TV taping setup?
Yes.
Yeah.
February, was it 22nd or 15th?
I can't remember the date off the top of my head.
I want to say February 15th is the date, and that's going to be on High Spots TV as an iPay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right.
And so they announced, so it'll be Country Jacked against the Dojo Boys.
Real good.
And Corey Hollis, Collab Conley will defend the PWX title against Cedric Alexander in the main event. Plus, they'll be adding a lot more. PWX.
I'm going to say it.
We're checking out.
Because I voiced my opinion when they made the announcements and they were talking. And I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to say Cedric Alexander will be the new PWX champion because the name of the show is
Rise of a Champion 9.
There you go. So I'm
there
going
you calling
out on
it. Uncle Mike's calling a title
yeah,
change.
And I was wrong. I was wrong last, 2 weeks ago? I said UHA Nation was
yeah,
going to become the, going to beat Gargano for the title, and I was wrong.
That's right. You did call that, and you didn't hit it.
Mm-mm. No, I was wrong. I think I'll be right on this, though.
And that was PWX this weekend, man.
Real good.
We will have live Twitter results and live review as we will watch that show on February 15th.
Yeah, definitely. Do you talk to Corky?
No, I don't.
We should try and get him on the show.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'd like to talk to Corky, Frank.
We could do that.
He plugged us big back in the day.
Yeah. We'll definitely work on that. PWX.
Yeah, sounds good.
Maybe we'll get him on to promote the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Try our damnness. We'll or somebody. I'd be,
Yeah, that was PWX. Good promotion available through highspots.com. Go check them out, man. $9.99 for this show. Very worth it. Outside the women's match, everything was really strong. And they had a really good year in 2013.
Yeah. More power to them.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen every show.
We will.
We got five DVDs. I mean, as it went on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're good at backtracking.
Moving on from there.
Move on.
CZW will be coming back next week, or 2 weeks, with CZW 15, a doubleheader with WSU Mutiny. And they announced some matches this week, so I figure, why not update? Yeah. Right? What an idea.
Yeah. Sounds good.
CZW, 15th anniversary, really 15 years for the dub, man.
More power to them. That's a long fucking time for it.
No.
We were saying, well,
say
we've already
you want.
15
years is 15 years.
15 years,
they
man.
They celebrate on February 8th, Voorhees, New Jersey, live on iPay-Per-View through RF Video, 7:30 p.m. bell time, WSU at a 4 p.m. bell time. Here's what's announced for CZW. The world title will be on the line with champion Drew Gulak. Defends against the challenge of AJ Styles.
This is going to be...
much better than the originally planned AJ Styles Tommy Dreamer.
Nothing against... oh, my God, yeah. Nothing against... Gulak's current on it. This is the litmus test.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm excited to see Drew Gulak and AJ Styles get it on.
Yes.
CZW World Tag Team titles will be on the line when the newly crowned champions, the Beaver Boys, make their first defense against Azrael and Bandito Jr. of Murderers Row. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Joey Ryan will go one on one with Greg Excellent.
You know that's going to be fucking fantastic.
In a comedy match, definitely.
You know that's going to be fantastic, man.
There'll be Candice LeRae going one-on-one with Christina Von Erie.
Mm-hmm.
Old rivals out in SoCal, hooking it up
yeah,
in Voorhees, New Jersey.
So that's going to be tearing down the walls.
in a four-way tag match. It'll be the Front versus the Juicy Product versus the Irish Airborne versus the Nation of Intoxication.
Real good.
And in a singles four-way, listen to this. It's going to be Biff Buzik versus Chris Dickinson versus A.R. Fox versus Drake Younger. That's goddamn crazy. Sign me up, man. Plus, CZW owner DJ High will have a huge announcement impacting Tournament of Death and will announce a new entry into the Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
Plus, Tommy Dreamer will be in the house and more, man. CZW 15, I'm going to be there live. I don't know if you're going to go or not, but I'm definitely going down.
February 8th.
I'm sure the Outlaw will be there.
Let's see.
Crazy Joey. We'll be bringing a crew down.
Oh, dude, that's right. It's a double.
Yes.
WSU. Not that that's not bad, but it kills me.
And then on the other half of the doubleheader, WSU, Women Superstars Uncensored, returned the same day, February 8th, with a 4 p.m. bell time. The night before, they're going to have a secret show at the CZW school. Featuring the main event, Jessica Havoc will defend the WSU title against Shauna. Then on Saturday, 4 p.m., International Dream Match. Jessica Havoc will go one-on-one against the female making her debut in WSU, the Alpha Female.
Who is it?
From over in Europe, man.
Oh, okay. We've never seen her.
I have, you have, and she's a beast. This is going to be something.
Where'd you see her at?
I've seen her on iPay-per-views from over in Europe. It wasn't Bellatrix. It was I forget the name of the league off the top of my head.
I know. Yeah. And you said it was real, real good. And yeah. What's her name's? Was it What's Her Name's League?
No, it's, you're thinking of Saraya Knight. There's his Bellatrix. This was... what the hell is the name at?
You said it was real, real good.
Yeah.
Who would she remind me of?
She's a big girl. She's a big brute. It's going to be
lines
good.
Along the lines of who?
I don't know.
Like Awesome Kong?
Yeah, something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines, I guess you could say.
Cool.
It's going to be good. I'm excited for that, man. It's going to be a really good match. I'm trying to think what the name of this fucking goddamn promotion was. I can't think of it. I give up.
You tried.
I did. Yeah, it's going to bother me now.
Well, I figure it's got to be good. Jessica Havoc's in it.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Yeah, I give up on this. I had the link saved so I can go see who it was, and I can't find it.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, so.
What could you do?
Oh, there it is.
Ooh, you had it.
Pro Wrestling Eve was the name of the promotion over in Europe. Anyway, WSU tag team titles will be on the line when Allison Kay and Sassy Stephanie of the Midwest Militia defend against Kimberly and Annie Social.
That'd be good.
Title versus mask when the WSU Spirit title is on the line when champion Marty Bell defends against Xavier Suena.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And a King and Queen of the Ring qualifier, Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan take on Shauna and Chris Dickinson.
That should be wild.
Also featuring Jenny Rose, Barbie Hayden,
hey, Barbie.
Christina Von Erie, Santana Garrett, Hania, Vita Scott, and more. Tickets available now at CZWWrestling.com.
That'd be good. Loaded show.
Yeah. Plus, like I said, February 7th at the CZW School Secret Show, Jessica Havoc defends against Shauna.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Now it's not a secret.
Yeah, I'm letting the cat out of the bag, man.
Meow.
Fuck yeah. Dragon Gate USA, man.
Ooh, baby.
They're going to be returning to New York City February 22nd and February 23rd. And both shows should be available on iPay Review through WWN Live. Already announced... Dragon Gate USA on February 22nd, Revolt 2014, 8 p.m. bell time, Queensboro Elks Lodge in Queensboro, New York. Already signed, Johnny Gargano, A.R. Fox, the Bravado Brothers, Rich Swann, Trent Beretta, Anthony Nese, both of the Premier Athlete brand, Drew Gulak, Chuck Taylor, Jigsaw, Collab Conley, Shane Strickland, Biff Busick, plus more to be added, including Dragon Gate talent.
Cool, Biff Busick. Getting on the show.
Yeah. And then Sunday, February 23rd, they'll present Way of the Ronin 2014, 7 p.m. bell time from the Brooklyn Lyceum, or you like to call.
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know what you want to call it.
Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah. Yeah, Dungeon of Doom, Dungeon of Death.
Only thing with this, I believe this show is running head-to-head with Elimination Chamber. It is.
Is it? What time?
7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
So an hour before.
Yeah, it's weird, because a lot of times they'll run them early.
Yeah. So already announced for this show, open the Freedom Gate title match, Johnny Gargano defends against Roderick Strong. Mm-hmm. Evolve title match, A.R. Fox defends against Chris Hero. Grudge match, Fire Ant takes on Jigsaw.
Excellent.
Plus more with the Bravado Brothers, Rich Swann, Trent Beretta, Anthony Nese, Drew Gulak, Chuck Taylor, Collab Conley, Shane Strickland, Biff Busick, and Dragon Gate talent from Japan.
Has there been any word on Roderick Strong, like, since?
One thing I heard is, like, that he is, he's okay.
Yeah, but has he even wrestled back yet, or nothing yet?
No, but happened? He is supposed to make all his upcoming dates.
Okay. I was just wondering if maybe you saw something or heard something.
Also coming up, AIW.
Oh, yeah.
Is returning on February 7th. And they announced some matches for this. It'll be, thank God, it's Friday from Cleveland, Ohio, in Turner's Hall, like always, with 7:30 p.m. bell time. In the main event, brand new AIW Absolute Champion Michael Elgin will defend his title in his first title defense against the challenger and former champion Drake Younger.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We went over the results of it. Did we ever go over the results after we watched it?
Dead Presidents? No.
Because, man, what a show.
Yeah.
Not to cut you off or nothing, but I got it. What a packed friggin' place. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Happy,
for everybody, yeah. Everybody out there. I couldn't believe when it came on. And the people were all the way back to where friggin' Aaron and LF,
yeah, like the size of the crowd was crazy packed.
And the sides, like, what the fuck, man? You think they were giving away free tickets, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Amazing,
wow.
Man.
More power to you, man.
I hope they can keep drawing that,
yes.
Man.
Yeah,
if TGIF is like that, good for them.
Yeah, like you said, all these indie shows lately are packing the fucking houses, man.
And it was a really good show, too.
Yeah.
I like the swerve with the main event. Michael Elgin and Ethan Page having a really great 2 out of 3 yeah. falls match. Elgin won the belt. After Ethan Page got himself put into the match where he won the belt from Ultraman is Black and Johnny Gargano in the 3-way.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Smothers and Colt Cabana, man.
Real good.
I love it. It was one of the best things I've ever fucking seen.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be for everyone, but Tracy Smothers is God.
Yeah.
That
was
awesome.
Totally awesome.
Awesome. Plus, it also had Lewis Linden and Kevin Steen on it.
Real, real good. Oh, the Kevin Steen promo at the beginning of the show. Remember? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, this guy's got his phone plugged in. Not now. He yanks the credit.
Talking about
that was just amazing.
Plus, Chris Hero and Tim Donce were great.
Oh, real, real good.
Lots of good stuff. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Available now at smartmarkvideo.com.
Must see, must get.
AIW Dead Presidents.
Yeah.
Continuing
real,
on.
Real, real good show.
AAW Intense title will be on the line February 7th when champion Lewis Linden defends against the King of Cleveland, Johnny Gargano.
Man.
in yet another title match. The longest reigning AIW Women's Champion Allison Kay puts the title on the line in a rematch with Vida Scott. Tim Donst put the challenge out there. It's been accepted in a hardcore match.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be Tim Donst versus Danny Havoc.
Real good.
Plus, Ring of Honor's Kyle O'Reilly will be in the house, and he'll go one-on-one with Bobby Beverly.
Real, real good. Look at this.
Plus, Kevin Steen will be back looking for revenge on All Ego Ethan Page since he cost him the match against Lewis Linden. Revenge will be in the air. And that's all coming up.
Next month, right?
Ah, also, AIW Tag Team Champions, Jollyville Fuckets defend against the Hooligans.
Yeah. Oh, that's
plus,
awesome. That's...
Nixon will explode when Ricky Shane Page takes on Eric Ryan with the Duke as special guest referee with one contract on the line with the winner receiving the AIW contract.
Yeah.
It's all coming up Friday night, February 7th. We'll talk more about it in a couple weeks.
Damn.
AIW, man. Check them out.
I'd love to go out, but I'll bet you it's going to be some nasty-ass fucking weather or bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to go there, too, but we're probably going to CZW and WSU the next day, so that kind of makes it... Danny Havoc and Drake Younger are going to pull it off, but I don't think we're pulling it off.
Yeah.
2CW. Let's talk about 2CW.
Yeah.
As,
coming to all back, y'all.
Yeah, they're coming to our town. But God, first up, they return to action with 2CW show number 100 in Binghamton, New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's what's been announced for that. As it's being called show 100 at the American Legion Hall in Binghamton, New York. 8 p.m. showtime. I'll be there live. And here's the card so far. Isis Ethics will defend the 2CW Heavyweight Championship in the main event against Slick Wagner Brown. In a special attraction match, it'll be AJ Styles versus Eddie Edwards.
Damn.
It'll be a singles match where AR Fox goes one-on-one with Guerrero Loco. Plus, you'll see Kevin Steen one-on-one against Jay Freddy with stipulations to be announced.
Oh, what is that? Mr. American Airlines, Kevin Steen. I didn't know he changed his moniker.
Juggernaut Jason Axe will take on Colin Delaney one-on-one. It'll be Captain Nick Ando versus Dick Justice one-on-one. Cheech Hernandez and a whole lot more. All coming to Binghamton March 14th.
Just remember, Dick Justice is part of the Iron Curtain.
Yeah. And then, the following day, 2CW debuts in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Our own town, man. 2CW.
Yeah, it ain't our town, but... A mere couple of minutes away.
A mere couple of minutes away is right. And here's what is already announced for show number 101 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. As they announced, they'll be at the Music Youth Center just outside of Scranton. On Saturday night, March 15th. Yes, it's like 7 minutes from where we're recording this right now.
No, I've never been there, so I don't know where it exactly is.
There'll be a meet and greet with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And then the card with a 7 p.m. bell time. Isis Ethics will defend the 2CW title if he's still champion after Friday night. In a special attraction, Jim Duggan, like we said, that old Hacksaw will be in the ring.
Oh!
It will be diehard Eddie Edwards versus Juggernaut Jason Axe. It'll be Kevin Steen in a rematch versus Jay Freddy. And it'll be the Irish Airborne against Punisher Van Slyke and Kevin the Man Graham. More information to come. Tickets on sale this Friday.
OI4K coming our way.
Plus, 2CW returns to Watertown, New York in April, and they will be back on iPay-per-view with that show in April.
Are you sure it's not free pay-per-view?
Yes, this time they will be charging for the first time in their history. If you didn't know. Now you know.
You didn't know.
Extreme Rising announced that they'll be returning to ECW Arena on March 1st with Springtime Beatdown, 7 p.m. bell time, March 1st. And here's what's on tap for March 1st in Philadelphia. Stevie Richards will defend the Extreme title. In the International Warfare, Sabu will take on Damian 666.
That's pretty weird.
The hardcore tag team match will be Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten versus Too Tough Tony and Matt Tremont.
let's gather. That's a blood fest, huh?
Global Conquest 3 will be Greek God Papadon versus Takaki Watanabe from New Japan Pro Wrestling. I don't know if I pronounced that right.
Close enough.
Six-man tag will be the Blackout versus the Hit Squad and Pitbull Gary Wolf.
Yeah, which was already teased at the last... Well, not teased, but...
Right.
At the last show.
And...
Oh, wait, or do they have a show in between? They got Pittsburgh, right?
They will be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Think Ty and Travis will go?
To Pittsburgh?
To that show. They probably would, huh?
I bet you
so. Right in their backyard.
So maybe we'll even have a live report of the Extreme Rising. Then again, that Extreme Rising show in Pittsburgh might even be on iPay-per-view through High Spots TV when it's all said and done. You know?
Mm-hmm. True.
You never know. We'll have to wait and see on that. But,
True.
Yeah. Speaking of Extreme Rising... Balls Mahoney was injured during his match with Too Tough Tony and was seen by a doctor at event. Mahoney followed his advice to go to emergency room to be further evaluated. He was diagnosed with a fractured humerus where it rested in the shoulder. He'll be following up with an orthopedic doctor soon. Homicide wrestled Rich Ortiz with an injured toe, and after the match he injured it worse, so now it's an injured foot. And he will be off the Pittsburgh show on February 8th. Speaking of the February 8th Pittsburgh date, Sabu has been added as he'll challenge Stevie Richards for the Extreme Rising title.
Wow.
Jay Bradley has been added to all future Extreme Rising events since leaving at TNA Wrestling.
Boomstick.
And they'll return to Pittsburgh on February 8th.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. Ring of Honor news. It's been reported that they have opened up talks with New Japan Pro Wrestling in an attempt to bring Hiroshi Tanahashi in the Ring of Honor. Boy, would that be awesome to see Tanahashi live over here in the States.
Fuck yeah.
So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Baby doll.
If that happens, right? I know. Speaking of Ring of Honor... We'll get to them. They got a show coming up this Saturday night. And might as well go to that lineup right now.
Yeah.
While we're talking about Ring of Honor, let's run it down. As they return to Pittsburgh this Saturday night, and Kevin Ford's going to be there, like we said. He'll be here next week to tell us all about it. But let's take a look what's going down in Pittsburgh for wrestling's finest Ring of Honor. This Saturday night, here's what's signed. Main event, three-way tag team elimination match. It'll be Ring of Honor World Champion Adam Cole teaming up with Matt Hardy, taking on Chris Hero, Michael Elgin, and the Briscoe Brothers.
Holy fuck.
Two out of three falls winner receives the ROH World title match February 8th in San Antonio. It'll be Paul London versus Roderick Strong.
Two out of three falls.
Three-way match for the Ring of Honor World TV title. Champion... Sicilian Psychopath Tommaso Ciampa defends against Jay Lethal and Matt Taven. The finals of the 2014 Top Prospect Tournament will take place in Pittsburgh. Plus, in a special challenge match, Mr. Wrestling Kevin Steen will take on Kyle O'Reilly.
That'd be fucking brutal.
In a tag match, it'll be Jimmy Jacobs and BJ Whitmer of Decade taking on Adrenaline Rush. Plus, Cedric Alexander, Michael Bennett with Maria Canales, Steve Corino, Kevin Kelly will be there calling the action and more. All this Saturday night at David Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Sounds good.
Ring of Honor with a pretty nice lineup this Saturday night. The kickoff Well, they already kicked off the year in Nashville, but their second show in a year.
Yep.
This Saturday night.
Yeah, we get Kevin Ford on.
Yeah.
Cool.
So next up, I think we got to talk about this wrestling is stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Last weekend there was Wrestling is Art and Wrestling is Respect. And here's what went down. First, it was Wrestling is Fun this past Saturday night, Easton, Pennsylvania, for the Wild Bunch. Sydney Bacabola's Wrecking Crew of Jacques and Olag defeated the Lost Ice Creams. It was Juan Francisco de Coronado defeating Brown Morning of Belarus with a bridging German suplex. Kimberly said she was sick and Lance Steele took her place. And Lance Steele defeated Portia Perez with a Boston Crab after she was distracted by Kimberly, who super kicked her off the apron.
I thought she was sick.
She was. The Baltic Siege, a Snow Troll, Latvian Proud Oak, and Estonian Thunderfrog defeated Devastation Corporation by DQ after interference from the Brown Morning in Marlov Sickenheimer.
Martop Sicklemeyer.
Post-match, all five men beat down the Baltic Siege.
Is that a Jakob Hammermeyer's new gimmick?
I don't know.
Sicklemeyer or whatever?
I guess.
I don't know.
But Batiri defeated the Throwbacks, getting the pin on Dasher.
Ooh.
Kobold defeated Shenron with the Demon's Toilet after interference from Juan Francisco de Coronado, who came out with Shenron.
I bet that was a real good fucking match.
I know, I wanted to go and see Shenron live, but it didn't work out. We ended up watching Dead Presidents from AIW instead because it snowed.
Yeah.
And then Green Ant and Fire Ant defeated Hollow Wicked and Blind Rage with a roll-up in the main event. During the main event, Dr. Cube and Gaikido entered the building and Icarus chased them off with his bat with Estonian Thunderfrog and Dasher Hatfield. Dr. Cube said, "We'll respect your wishes," and left.
I love that picture you found of Dr. Cube with
shaking heads with Cindy Magnella. So Wrestling is Fun survives to see another day. And they didn't kill it. Mm-mm. But on that note, the next day was Wrestling is Respect. The next afternoon in Boonton, beautiful Boonton, New Jersey. And here's what went down there. Show up with the announcement Biff Busick was injured and was not at the show. So the main event would be a 30-minute Ironman match between Drew Gulak and Green Ant.
I don't want to cut you up, but what happened to Biff Busick? Like, I
he got injured. I know it's his leg. I don't know if it's his knee, maybe.
Where? Like, on what show?
I don't know where.
Oh, okay.
But,
No, I thought maybe you knew what went on. Or whatever.
Yeah, so a lot of his upcoming dates take with a grain of salt. I don't know if he's going to be able to work National Pro Wrestling Day next week and whatnot. Beyond Wrestling coming up in February, Freeing Frenzy.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. They had a pretty decent crowd at Wrestling is Fun, but Wrestling is Respect, they only drew about 40 fans. It's not a good thing.
No.
The new Smoking Guns, of, a.k.a. the Baltic Siege, defeated Pieces of Hate when Estonian Thunderfrog rolled up the Shard. Asad King defeated Frightmare with a choke slam. Olag the Usurper defeated Leech Landa. Delirious defeated Snow Troll with a roll-up. Gran Akuma defeated Chris Dickinson. Portia Perez defeated Vita Scott, ending her winning streak. And in the main event, a 30-minute Ironman match, Drew Gulak got a quick submission about 90 seconds in. Then Green Ant made Gulak tap out with the Chikara Special, making it 1-1. Drew Gulak went up 3-1. And then Green Ant was able to tie it in the last minute at 3-3 with a last-second submission. Or they were tied 3-3, and then in the last second, Green Ant got the submission to win 4-3 and defeat Drew Gulak. But Wrestling is Respect is dead, killed by Cindy Bacabella and his wrestling crew. His Dr. Cube and Guy Kato were there. But just as a decoy, as the Wrecking Crew attacked everyone and laid them out, and they did nothing. And post-show, we've seen the picture of Cindy Bacabella. Shaking Dr. Cube's hand.
Tell the truth, that didn't look like something you were looking at. There it is. There's the picture. Awesome. It looks like something out of a 1980 wrestling mag, ain't it?
Right.
From down south or something. That looks excellent. I'd like to have that printed on a shirt.
So that's the end of Wrestling is Respect. So that means all the wrestling is are now dead, except for Wrestling is Fun, and technically Wrestling is Hard is still alive. They haven't ran a show since October, announced anything, but their website still exists. Why all the other websites are gone, except for Wrestling is Fun. With that, that brings us to National Pro Wrestling Day coming up next Saturday. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of hype going into this. Even some mixed feelings from different people I've heard along the line. But it's happening next Saturday in Easton, Pennsylvania. Here's who's listed so far. Colt Cabana, Maria Kanellis, Estonian Thunderfrog, Drew Gulak, Green Ant, Mike Bennett, Eddie Kingston, Lithuanian Snow Troll, Joe Pittman, Latvian Proud Oak, Eric Corvus, Brown Morning of Belarus, Francis O'Rourke, Fire Ant, the Proletariat Boar of Moldova, Shenron, Heidi Lovelace, Hollow Wicked, Ice Cream Jr., Juan Francisco de Coronado, El Hijo del Ice Cream, and Mr. Azerbaijan.
Oh, you like him.
It's free to get in.
Yes.
Hopefully they won't charge $10 to park like they did last year, including all the workers on the show.
That was good.
They don't charge the park in the Palmer Center, so if they're charging the park, man, you know it's going in Quackenbush's fucking pocket again.
Now seeing the lineup of people.
It's 1 p.m. next Saturday, by the way.
And I'm not going to say what I was going to say, because
right now it's all like all Chikara guys and Cole Cabana.
Nobody's heard the interview with Eddie yet, so I'm not going to say nothing. But I think I know who he's taking up.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Guessing.
It's 1 p.m. next Saturday, and it is scheduled to be a free pay-per-view on Smart Mark Video, although they haven't made the official announcement yet. That's what the plan is. So it's free, free. Check it out next Saturday. See what's going down. National Pro Wrestling Day. We'll celebrate pro wrestling. Why not? Mm-hmm. That's what's up with that. And obviously the word on the street is Chikara's coming back. Is I would be a betting man they'll make this announcement at National Pro Wrestling Day, since they've now killed off all the wrestling is.
Except Park.
Yeah, and Fun.
Maybe they'll come out with a big heart and rip it in half.
But here's the thing.
I'm just joking.
Here's the reality with Chikara coming back, though, is they closed because obviously the stories about Quack having issues with his wife and getting divorced are all true. And she was a big financial part of the promotion. So here's the deal. Like, obviously now they've been doing these wrestling is, and obviously there was very little money behind them. Thus, they were using mostly students and just a couple guys, and they haven't drawn anywhere. And unless Quack has new financial backers for this Chikara, if it's the same type of lineups as wrestling is, it's not going to be successful. You know what I mean?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm just talking in general.
No, if you're going to go with the same
lineups you're doing wrestling is, you can put any name on the top of the marquee. They're not going to draw.
No, I'll agree with you.
I mean, the first show back will be huge. The first Chikara show back is going to be big. But I don't know, man. We're going to see what happens.
Do you think there's going to be a big backlash, though?
I'm very interested to see.
Being the old diehard Chikara.
We'll see.
Man.
It's going to be very interesting when they come back to see how they draw and who they use and whatnot, you know? We heard Eddie's opinions on it earlier.
Yeah. So, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be easy.
No. None of them really... None of them drew, really, except for what? Fun?
Wrestling is Art drew well. Wrestling fun, is Fun did all right. Art. That's about it. Wrestling is Art did okay.
And the sad part, like, on my part, like, I saw what one, two, couple of the respect shows. They were good cards. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially that tournament. What was the name of it? Me and my brother were. That was a fucking
Quest
awesome.
For the Best, I believe.
That was an awesome show. That was a real good fucking show.
I agree. I really agree.
So, up in the air on that.
Yeah.
Funny business is wrestling business.
It is, isn't it? So we'll see what happens with Chikara and what it looks like when it comes back.
Yeah.
And now.
We forgetting anything?
I don't think so. So why don't we go over what's left of what went down last weekend and go over what's going on this weekend and we can get out of here. So we already went over to PWX's from last weekend.
Yeah.
So we don't got to go over that. Your favorite Resistance Pro.
Here he goes again.
Returned with vulgar display of power. Here's what went down. It was Jake O'Neil.
Vulgar display is them putting on a show.
It was Jake O'Neil defeating the kid Sky Young, Cobra, and Marche Rocket.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. Where are you at?
Over here.
Look who's on the beginning.
Oh, Eddie Graves.
Eddie Graves got on the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't talk about dark matches on Resistance.
No,
I
just happen
fucking
to
be talking about him.
I know. I just happen to see his name, and I like Eddie Graves. So.
Mickey Knuckles defeated Crazy Mary Dobson by short sit-out powerbomb.
You see, you're not saying her name right. In this federation, they're calling her what?
Mickey Moose Knuckles.
Moose.
I didn't know you cared. And Tracy Smothers defeated Danny Only, which saw interference from Miss Prigg, Cameron Starr, and the lovely Leia.
Lila.
Chris Hall defeated Remy Wilkins. It was the Painkillers defeated Two Star Heroes and Team IOU. It was the Soul Touchers successfully defending the tag titles against Lockup.
That would have been a good match.
The Painkillers cashed in their golden ticket title match and immediately lost to the Soul Touchers.
Willie.
Darcy Dixon retained her women's title, defeating Thunder Kitty. And it was Body Magic and Brady Pierce defeated Madman Pondo, Tommy Dreamer, and Raven.
Oh, Raven's back.
When Raven DDT Dreamer. Joseph successfully retained the Resistance Pro title, defeating the Ego, Robert Anthony. Next show is February 21st. And that's Resistance Pro. Saturday, Wrestling Cares.
All right, this will be a stacked lineup.
Right?
What did we already go over? We might have already said something about it earlier, like a couple shows back.
Wrestling Cares. Gardena, California, this past Saturday night, and here's what went down. Aaron Aguilera defeated Brian Cage. Alex Kozlov was not at the show and was being replaced by Joey Ryan. And the Less Stature ladies beat the Champ Series finale. Katrina Lee defeated cheerleader Melissa 4-3. B-Boy defeated Brandon Gatson and Willie Mack. Adam Page defeated Adam Pearce. Post-match, there was a tribute from Wrestling Cares to Adam Pearce. In the Golden State Tag Team Championship Trophy match, old school Timothy Thatcher and Oliver John defeated the Sleazy Hooligans of Rocky Romero and Joey Ryan when the match went to sudden death. And in the final round of the Race for the Ring for professional wrestling's only championship ring, in a 20-minute time limit, no draws, no double eliminations, only one winner, Johnny Gargano defeated Adam Cole to win and become the first Race to the Ring tournament champion. Match went in sudden death after going 4-4 in double overtime.
Wow.
So finally, somebody brings a ring to Cleveland, Ohio. Since LeBron James couldn't do it, the Browns will never do it.
Hey, don't be saying that. You never know.
Johnny Gargano brings it home. And is your first Race to the Ring champion wrestling as Cares. Their shows are available through highspots.com. Definitely.
See, when I remember, we went over that show. That's...
Yeah.
We went over the lineup.
Yes, that's what we did.
Yeah. Sounded good, though.
Yes, it did. Also, this past weekend, C4 returned. We helped promote them last week. They had C4, Better Tomorrow 2014. They had a sellout. Standing room only.
people were turned away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Official results, an incredible contest. C4 Tag Team Champions, our guest last week, Brent Banks and Jay Rucan retain their titles, defeating the Super Smash Brothers.
Wow.
Both teams gave 110% from bell to bell. But in the end, it was a distraction to Ethan Page, which allowed the tandem of Banks and Rucan to score the victory.
Cool.
Uno and Stu Grayson seemed to have the match won when a fan leapt from the crowd wearing a mask. He quickly pulled off the mask to reveal another mask underneath, which belonged to Uno, which was stolen by Ethan Page in November. Page's distraction allowed the champions the moment they needed to score a victory. Iron Lion Sebastian Suave forced Cheech Hernandez to submit. Twiggy won via referee stoppage against Brett McLeod, subbing for an injured Lionel Knight. Twiggy attacked McLeod before the bout and never let up on his vicious assault. Once the bout started, it was a short route to victory before Twiggy locked in the suffocator. Twiggy left quickly and silently after the match. Prior to the next match between Leon St. Giovanni and Shane Sabre, Ethan Page came out to the ring and interjected himself in the match. All three men went at it in a highly competitive bout. The finish came when Player Uno ran out from the locker room to distract Page from certain victory. While the referee was sending Uno to the locker room, Stu Grayson emerged from the crowd and knocked out Page, allowing Giovanni to score the win. In a shocking upset, LSG gets the victory. And obviously Ethan Page and Super Smash Brothers are in to a feud.
Good.
In an absolutely insane match, the wildcard pairing of the After Party and TDT put their differences aside to win against the pair of Alex Vega, John Greed, and Radioactive Wave.
That's probably going to be awesome.
As a result, the After Party and DDT will both compete for the C4 Tag Team titles on March 15th. In a unique first-time-ever encounter, Dirty Bucks Belmar defeated the debuting Drew Gulak.
You know that's going to be fucking amazing.
Drew Gulak debuting C4, awesome.
Ooh, it is worth noting.
Twiggy was spotted near the commentary table during the match.
Watching.
Chris Bishop then defeated MVP Michael Von Payton in a brief but intense matchup. MVP was preoccupied by Twiggy, who made his presence at ringside known. Following the loss, Twiggy confronted MVP and again berated him for the loss. Twiggy asked him what happened to the MVP he once fought against. In a bizarre series of events, Twiggy convinced MVP to attack Bishop and deliver a severe assault to him, after which MVP left with Twiggy, shook his hand, and hugged. The two left together, mocking the fans who booed them as they exited.
Is Twiggy becoming a Wyatt?
That's what it seems like, right?
Nah, I'm just joking.
In another first-time ever match, Speedball Mike Bailey forced Bulldozer Matt Tremont to tap out to Triangle Choke. Very physical match. I heard this was really awesome.
Oh, my God. I mean, now seeing it, like, the names, I'll bet you Matt Tremont gets the shit beat and kicked out of him by Mike Bailey in that match.
Probably. Despite the loss, Tremont was well received, and look for him to return in the future.
Cool.
In the main event, superstar Shane Hawk revealed his mystery partner to be the returning Pinky Sanchez.
Yeah.
The score off against Hacker Scotty O'Shea and Psycho Mike Rollins. The stipulation going into this match specified whoever scored the pinfall or submission victory would be crowned C4 champion. And in the end, in the ultimate act of cowardness, O'Shea blatantly low-blowed Sanchez with a kick to the balls, getting himself DQ'd. This marks the first time that the C4 champion has ever been DQ'd due to a referee stoppage. C4 management is considering various punishments for O'Shea for his actions.
I wonder what his punishments are going to be.
I don't know. Following the match, both Pinky Sanchez and Shane Hogg made it clear that they're not finished with Rollins, and more specifically, O'Shea.
Wow.
So with that, C4 returns with Overdrive, Maximum Overdrive, on March 15th.
Cool.
If you've never seen C4 Wrestling, they're available in Smartmark Video. We highly recommend checking them out, as they are one of the best promotions out there, period.
Mm-hmm.
That was C4.
I'm just reading this. I'm sure this was amazing.
Definitely sounded like it. And finally, this past weekend, we saved the biggest show for last that went down, as Anarchy Championship Wrestling had their WrestleMania, their biggest show of the year, Guilty by Association 8, at the Mohawk in Austin, Texas, where they drew about 300 people.
Wow.
Before the show started, while cameras and audio were still being checked, ACW Hardcore Champion Matthew Palmer and Darren Childs began fighting in the middle of the balcony of the Mohawk. The fight spilled outside the building. They were not seen for a few hours. ACH Television Championship match, Barbie Hayden defeated Angel Blue by pinfall to win the title.
Wow. Good job, Barbie.
In an eye for an eye death match, End of Days, Killer Cash and Sky De La Cremosa defeated the Bad Boys, a Little Tony and Chavez Tuco, when Cash pinned Tuco. Barrett Brown defeated Carson by pinfall. Miss Dyslexia defeated Johnny like Axel that. By pinfall.
That's cool, Miss Dyslexia. That's real cool. I like that.
Double Jeopardy tag team match. The rules of the match were the two separate matches, the Business versus the Little Crazy and Scott and Steve versus the Brooks and Dunbar, would be happening at the same time in the ring. After the first fall, it would become a triple threat match. After the second fall, it would become a traditional tag match. The Business defeated a Little Crazy. Then Scott and Steve defeated Dapper Don, Brooks, and Dylan Dunbar. And then the Business defeated Scott and Steve. ACW Tag Team Championship, Paul London and Jack Jameson successfully retained the titles, defeating JoJo Bravo and Angel Blue. After the match, a woman later revealed to be Samantha Ann came to the ring and began applauding the victorious team. Behind her came James Claxton and Franco D'Angelo, who entered the ring and congratulated the winning team before they started to beat down London and Jameson. The takeover is back. ACH defeated Jason Silver by submission.
That's probably real good.
St. Louis Anarchy Heavyweight Champion Gary J. Defeated Thomas Shire by pinfall. The match was supposed to be Gary J versus Bolt Brady. Brady was unable to be at the show, so the Business came to the ring and told the submission squad since they didn't live up to their end of the bargain, they demanded a match. Gary J agreed. ACW Young Guns Under 30 title match, Jeffrey Gantt successfully retained the title, defeating Ricky Romita.
He be Big Ricky.
Yeah. Wow. Cowboy James Claxton defeated Masada by pinfall.
Mm-mm.
The match was advertised as King of Underground, Scott Summers versus Masada. Summers came to the ring and told his longtime friend Masada that he realized that it isn't worth it to put your body on the line night after night for a bunch of ungrateful fans. He suggested Masada follow his lead and not wrestle. Claxton and Franco D'Angelo came to the ring and flanked both men. Summers, along with Claxton and D'Angelo, suddenly attacked Masada. Summers then demanded that the match be changed to Claxton versus Masada. Scott Summers has joined the takeover. In the ACW Hardcore Championship match, champion Matthew Palmer defeated Darren Childs by pinfall to retain his title in the wild match. Throughout the show, Palmer and Childs were fighting the entire time. They would randomly pop up in different places. Outside the Mohawk, while fans were being let in, during various matches up and down Red River Street, still fighting. After match, it was announced that in January 2015 at Guilty by Association 9, the ACW Heavyweight Champion and Hardcore Championship will be unified.
Oh, 2015.
Next year.
Wow. Now, they were fighting the entire time. Something tells me that they stopped to have a beer and a shot.
No,
I'm just joking.
In a grudge match, absolute Ricky Starks defeated Davey Vega by pinfall.
I bet you that was fucking
After the match, Vega congratulated Starks for finally showing some heart and getting a victory. He began to talk about how since Palmer and Vex couldn't save Anarchy, that he would, when suddenly orchestra music began to play. A figure wearing a hooded red robe slowly came to ringside. Vega said he's not intimidated by Darren Child's mind games and to take off the robe. The figure entered the ring, pulled back the hood to reveal Athena.
Oh, my God.
She hit Vega with the O-face and told him that she always pays her debts.
Wow. Wow.
And in the main event, in a career versus title match in a steel cage, the infamous Sean Vex defeated Evan Jalisco by pinfall to become the new ACW Heavyweight Champion. During the match, the Mission Squad members Gary J. and Davey Vegas stormed the cage as they were climbing the Unforgiven steel structure. The Business ran to the ring and took them out. And that was ACW. Guilty by Association 9.
Yeah.
And it'll be available through SmartMartyVideo.com.
In their next show.
In their next show will be February 24th at the Mohawk.
Oh.
It'll be in Absence of Law 2014.
Get ready.
Already signed. Paul London will go one-on-one with Masada.
Damn.
And that was ACW. Wow. And that was last weekend. So before we get out of here, here's what's going down this weekend. Friday night, AAW returns. You heard Eddie Kingston talk about it earlier. Mm-hmm. This Friday night, Chaos Theory, Berwyn Eagles
Chaos
Club.
Theory.
You got 7:45 bell time. Shane Hollister defends the AAW title against Jimmy Jacobs. It's Michael Elgin and Ethan Page defending the tag titles against Ricochet and UHA Nation. Matt Cage defends the Heritage title against former champion ACH. In a tag match, it'll be Davey Richards and Kyle O'Reilly taking on the tag team champions, Kung Fu Manchu.
That's tough.
Plus Eddie Kingston, Silas Young, Keith Walker, Colt Cabana, Wontaine Miller, Zero Gravity, Knight Wagner, Dan Lawrence, Marcus Crane, and more to be announced. It's all this Friday night, AAW. It's always a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out this Friday.
Kevin Harvey and Nikki Mayne.
Also this Friday, Shine Wrestling returns to Ybor City, Florida, and live on iPay-Per-View through WWN Live for the first time in high definition.
Oh,
9 p.m. this Friday night. We'll have live results on Twitter as it happens. 9 p.m. bell time at the Orpheum in Ybor City. Main event for the Shine Championship, Valkyrie collides when Rain defends against Ivalice.
What am I doing?
Shining it up. He's calling another title change. This guy's calling title changes left and right. In a rematch, no DQ, anything goes one-on-one. This is worth the $10 alone.
Oh,
Jessica
God,
Havoc, Allison Kay. It goes down this Friday night. Angelina Love will score off one-on-one with Leah Von Dutch.
That's intriguing. That's a good match for Leah Von Dutch. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
That's going to be a real good match.
To get to work Angelina Love,
yes,
that's a great experience.
That's
going to
be real, real good.
In a rematch from last month, Nevaeh will go one-on-one with Leva Bates.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the debut of Serena Deeb in Shine when she takes on Santana Garrett. Kimberly with Daphne.
She was in... That was at Shimmer.
We'll take on Sojo Bowl,
yeah. Okay.
Amber O'Neill will go one-on-one with La Rosa Negra. Plus more featuring Amazing Kong and Solo Darling, Mercedes Martinez, Taylor Made, Sue Young, the SNS Express, the Sassy Stephanie, and Jesse Bell Smulders, plus Heidi Lovelace. All this Friday night shine, always worth the $10. And we're going to be checking it out live.
Obviously. Plus more featuring. I pray at this point that it's Mercedes Martinez versus Heidi Lovelace.
That would be fucking great. Rematch from last show. I'd be down with that.
Well, we were having a whole hell of a lot of problems. The only show.
Yeah, that's right. Last Shine show didn't work. So
yeah,
hopefully this one will be good.
All the matches, you know.
Then on Saturday, we already went over Ring of Honor.
I'm already looking at the screen.
So we already went over to Ring of Honor. Also Saturday night, Alternative Wrestling Show returns as they will return to SoCal like they always do. As they'll present their first event of 2014. Listen to this. Main event, Drake Younger and Willie Mack team up against Brian Cage and Tyler Bateman.
Real good.
It'll be AWS champion B-Boy will defend against Ricky Mandel. Candice LeRae teams up with Hanya the Howling, formerly Saturine, versus and teaming with Cole Pistol versus Hudson Envy, Nicole Savoy, and Reyes. It'll be Little Cholo versus Mikey O'Shea, Los Bandidos versus Los Luchas, for the AWS tag team titles. It'll be SoCal Crazy versus Chi Cabrera, Ray Rosas versus Ryan Taylor.
Excellent. El Ridiculoso.
Versus Leo Blaze versus Mariachi Loco versus Chris Cadillac.
Ooh.
That's all this Saturday night in Southgate, California at the American Legion Post 335. It's alternate wrestling show.
Sounds good.
And then finally, on Sunday, maybe the biggest show of the weekend, Smash Wrestling returns this Sunday night, Toronto, Canada, for Any Given Sunday 2. If you've never seen Smash Wrestling, they're a pretty cool promotion at Toronto.
Start getting them all.
You can get them at smartmarkvideo.com. Listen to this lineup this Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. at the E-Zone in Toronto. In the main event, one-on-one, AJ Styles versus Chris Hero this Sunday in Toronto.
Wow.
It'll be one-on-one Michael Elgin versus Johnny Gargano.
Holy.
You gotta be kidding me.
It'll be Matt Cross versus Scotty O'Shea versus Kyle O'Reilly. Checkmate versus the new overdogs of Sebastian Suave and John Green.
Real fucking good. Whoa, beta.
And in a rematch of the ladies, Silesia Sparks, fresh off her tour of Japan, will take on Vita Scott.
Oh, yeah, from the Canadian USA, when they did the,
One-on-one will be Tyson Ducks versus Greg Iron.
Oh, man, look at this.
And one-on-one in a rematch.
Last week's star.
Last week's guest, Brent Banks, against Alex Vega.
Wow.
What a loaded lineup. Smash Wrestling, the biggest show they've ever had. Wow. Already 330 tickets sold in advance. So you better get yours because they're going to be turning people away at the door at the E-Zone.
No, because that's a pretty big place. They have a lot more room to...
Yeah, but they already sold 330 in advance before the walk-up.
Well, the last show we watched it... Yeah, you... Ooh, to God.
Yeah, they're going
to probably right. That's probably like double.
And that's what's going on this week, man.
What a smash show.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Support your local indie. And I'm going to be going, I'm breaking my rules, I'm going to a shindy this Saturday night local show.
Go ahead, tell them what's on that.
No, I won't do that. Well, you know what, Jay Freddy's on it.
Why not plug it?
Sean Card, no.
Why not?
I'm going to go check out some of the local guys, see if anything's going on. I know. And we'll end the show here for the week.
I got big balls. Nah, I'm just joking.
So we'll be back next week. Like we still have two guest correspondents, Kevin Ford and Greg Davis.
Yes, for the 75th.
Yeah.
What is that? Gold, platinum, silver? What anniversary?
I don't know, man. What, 75 coming up next week, man. We thank you for listening.
Let's put it this way. If it's gold, I'll drink. There ain't no gold in the beer anymore. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, extra gold.
Mm hmm.
They still make that?
I think so. I was just going to say it after I swallowed that swig of beer.
Nah, I'll be drinking Jenny's. I'm due for an import one of these fucking days. I haven't drank an imported beer since probably a wrestling show.
Labatt's.
No, Guinness. Guinness in Cleveland at that bar after the one show. That was real good.
So with that, we're out of here, man. We hope you enjoyed the ride. We'll catch you next week. Until then, that's Uncle Mike.
Gonna hitch a ride.
I'm Tom Richards. Support independent pro wrestling.
Yes.
And until next week, hit the fucking music.